Beginning Thursday, January 12th, and every Thursday thereafter, from 10 to 10:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Ethyl Gasoline Corporation will present the program known as Tune Up Time. Remember the first broadcast of Tune Up Time next Thursday, January 12th, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Columbia Workshop presents Orphan Eagle. Tonight, the workshop is proud to present the work of another young writer who is new to radio, Leslie Urbach. Mr. Urbach's radio adaptation of the short story Maxie Makes a Splash by Arnold Manoff offers the workshop a unique experiment in voice perspective and in sound technique. The workshop believes that Orphan Ego is a true radio play, believes that it could not be produced in any other medium as effectively as it can be by the art of radio.
The Columbia Workshop presents Orphan Ego.
I'm Maxie's ego. Just a voice. I haven't anywhere to go now. Maxie's dead. I've been going over things. He didn't live much past 20. He died before we got any older. I used to talk to him and listen to things with him. Only now I can see and hear things that neither of us saw or heard then. Like other people doing good while we were raising the devil. I always think back to that last day that Maxie and me was together. We slept late. It was about 1:30 when Maxie's ma started to bang on the bedroom door. Push off the covers, Maxie. We got enough sleep.
No air, no sunlight. Sleep, sleep, sleep all the time. Bum around in the night, sleep in the day.
Don't let her talk to you like that. Tell her, Maxie. Tell her what she can do if she don't like it.
So what, Ma?
Oh, that was a brilliant comeback. Slow again.
All morning I'm waiting for you to get up. It's a good thing I can hear the bed creak, so I know that my lazy son has finally decided to get up. Don't stand there like a fool at the wedding. Get out in the air, in the sunlight, like other people. Be a person. Try, at least. You're a man already.
Where's my socks?
Oh, here, in your bureau. I washed them yesterday.
Well, what's the matter with her anyway? Why shouldn't she wash our socks? That's her job.
I donned every one of them.
So what do you want, a tip?
No. I want a son who is something, not a bum. Bum around all night, sleep in the day. What kind of a life is that, I ask? Not a life for a man, not a life for a person. Who lives such a life? Only bums. Other people have responsibilities.
Phooey.
My Maxie, he doesn't want to know from such things. Phooey, says phooey. But to stay out all night and sleep all day, this he knows better than anyone.
All we need is a cup of coffee. I can't think of you don't wake up.
Sleepy dumbbell.
Let me alone. Give me breakfast and keep quiet.
Why does she have to slam the door so hard? What's the matter, Maxie? Tongue swollen again? That brown stuff on our teeth is from last night's smoking. Some smoker, Maxie. There's another cigarette over there. Everybody smokes that is anything. Light up. What are you coughing about? The first one always bites our lungs. Cough harder. That's it. All right, let's get dressed. I can't go anywhere this way. And stop looking in the mirror. Keep on dressing. What do you see in the mirror? I don't like it. That's no way to build me up.
Only a pan a mother could love. And on payday.
What do we want to keep looking in that mirror for? Your complexion's bad. Hasn't got any tone to it. Look at it. Only a mug with a big beak and an excuse for a chin.
Must face Maxie. The mug from the Bronx.
Cut it out, Maxie. Slapping our cheeks is no good. What, have a face like Jimmy Cagney's? Now, Cagney's got a tan. Cagney's the boy. Thinking about Cagney makes us feel better. Take another look in that mirror now. Look tough. Swell. Let's go in the kitchen and wash up.
after a meal with his shirt on he washes. Fish fresh. A little water he smears on and the dirt he wipes off on a towel.
Well, that's what they're for, ain't it?
And what will you have for breakfast this afternoon? Only you can sleep there morning while others who are people with a right to call themselves a person...
Give me some coffee and shut up.
Shut up, he says. My great day joiner, my bread giver. Here's your coffee and two eggs.
Who wants this canned milk? 10 cows. Get some cream tomorrow.
Yesterday you wanted black. You don't know what you want.
Well, we went on like that. Then Maxie finally started to eat. I'm a pretty big ego, but I never bother Maxie when he's eating. He was always pretty hungry, though. What he ever did, I don't know. When a fella eats, he doesn't have to bother with his ego much. Then, after he's eaten, there's a second cup of coffee. Reaches for another cigarette and settles back to dream. Of course, I don't like to brag, but that's when an ego really gets a chance.
A dreamer my son Maxie has become, huh? Not a single word does he say. Just sits and smokes, looks at the stars. The stars that ain't there in the daytime.
Yeah.
A dreamer. My FQ. It's not enough he's lazy. A dreamer he becomes.
Did Pop leave any cigarettes?
It's his left pack.
Look right past him, Maxie. He's making a lot of silly moves around the place. Work is for horses. He's talking, but we don't have to listen. Remember that day at the pool with Gladys? Pretty good girl. Everything was all right that day until we got to the pool. And those guys with the muscles started to die from the high board. And you made us feel so unimportant by walking down to the shallow end and letting yourself in easy. Boy, those other fellas could die. Someday. What day is it today, Maxie?
Ma, what day is it today?
The day you don't even know.
Oh, come on, what day is it?
What do you care? All days are alike to you, no? Monday, Tuesday. No, I don't know what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
I got it, Ma. It's Tuesday. Ma, what should I do today?
Yeah, what'll we do with ourselves today? What'll we do today?
Ma, I said, what should I do today?
Oh, Maxie.
You don't look so good when you laugh, Ma. You better cut it out.
When did I ever look nice to your eyes, blinded with sleep and bumming around?
Ma, I gotta make a splash.
Well, so don't break the chair. What you've got to make?
Don't bother telling her. Don't tell our ideas to her, you fool.
Never mind, Ma. Is the stove all right?
Yeah, the stove is fine now. No thanks to you. The janitor fixed it.
You know, Ma, once I went to a pool in Coney Island.
So?
With a girl.
What else?
Well, so everyone bays there, and they all watch the guys who do fancy tricks from the high diving board. Guys like me who just jump off the side, nobody pays any attention to. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I told you not to tell her.
Do I know? So you're jealous of those crazy idiots who take their life in their hands to show off,
no? It's got nothing to do with being jealous. Well, maybe I am. But the main thing is, those guys have nerve. First time they had to jump from that high board, they had enough guts. Then after it comes easy, and that's when everybody watches you and thinks you're a great guy when it's a cinch. But you gotta make the first splash.
So go break your head in a swimming pool somewhere and stop bothering me.
What does she know? What do you expect?
Ma, it's got nothing to do with diving. That's just an example of how the world is.
You better comb your hair before you go out, Maxie.
Not the mirror. Don't remind me your tan again.
Oh, Ma.
So you're going swimming?
You got some dough for me, Ma?
How much?
$1.
Someday we won't have to beg. Smile. We'll get the buck. Smile, remember?
Come on, Ma.
All right.
Thanks, Ma. You're okay.
Maxie. Diving boards with splashes. But you look fine in a bathing suit. Maybe it'll do you good.
Yeah, Ma. Yeah. So long.
Can you beat that? The old lady actually thought we were going swimming. Dirty steps. Feel that hot air. Dirty steps.
Clean your shoes, boss. Shine them up, boss.
You hear that, Maxie? He called you boss.
All right, kid, go to work. Find something to sit on.
I'll get you something, boss. I'll get you something. Just a minute now, will you?
No, don't bother. I'm in a hurry. I'm going to tell you something for your own good. You got to make the customer think he's getting something for his money. Against the billing, any dope can lean.
Yes, I'll get you something, boss.
Don't be soft, Maxie. Don't be soft.
See, I've got a nice box for you to see.
Shove off dope.
But
tomorrow, maybe.
You hear that, folks? Listen. Just Maxie's footsteps. That's the way it was. We walked down the street that hot afternoon with the sidewalks crowded like they always are, and Max never heard a thing. Might just as well have been 1 o'clock at night instead of afternoon. I will say this for Maxie. He never used to think of anything but me. Look there, Maxie. That's us in the shop window. Look at those wrinkled pants on us. For all that talking the old lady does, you'd think she'd press them once in a while. It's hot, Maxie. It's hot. Don't open your collar up. Don't do that. That's for kids. You know, some people, Maxie, some people don't have to walk out in the heat like this. All they do is call for their cars and sit back. There's a bus. Let's take it. Come on, Maxie. What's a nickel? It's 8 blocks to the pool hall. Hurry up. Maxie's dead. A loose ego like me gets to searching out a lot of things. When Maxie sat down in the bus, his old man was over in a 7th Avenue loft, knocking timidly on his boss's door. That very second, well, maybe there was a difference of a breath in between. Just a breath. Like that.
Come in. Oh, it's you. I'm your Lesnikov.
Hello, boss.
Well, what is it?
It's about my son. I want to talk to you.
Oh, Maxie. Not working yet?
No, and it's getting terrible with him. We don't know how to handle him anymore. You know how it is. He goes crazy.
I'll try for something again.
Please.
So I'll let you know.
Please. Thank
you. Maxie's been working. I'd never get to be such a big ego. I was very big that day. The only swim we took was in the pool room. While we were climbing the stairs, I said to Maxie, "Put your hat over one eye, Maxie. Make sure it look like the real thing." A couple of the boys were there, Mo and Jerry, but the place hadn't really opened up. Nate, the boss, wasn't in yet. It was early. The covered pool tables looked like coffins, and the flies were buzzing around the empty Coke bottles. He sure knew our way around that place.
Why, there it is, Maxie in prison.
Don't say a thing to these punks, Maxie. We're better than they are. I dive, Maxie. Make a splash.
Meet the boys. Boys, meet Maxie, the dynamite kid from the Bronx. Home again and taking off his coat. What do you want, Mo? What do you want?
Hey, what's a good number for tonight, Maxie?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Big shot. He's worried about numbers. What are we going to do, Maxie, when?
Yeah, you look sick, Maxie. What's the matter?
Everything's the matter. Move over.
I got a coat hanger set aside for you, Max.
All right, give me it.
Okay.
Save us with a smile. Boy, oh boy, Jerry sure wants your number bad. Maybe I ought to dust a chair off for you.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something, wise
guy.
Don't
tell him. But the high dive, they wouldn't understand.
Ugh. I'm sick of this dumb life. Here's a hot one. Shooting nickels on a dumb phonograph. What do you get?
Hot music.
And a percentage, what is it? Where's the jackpot?
Hey, boy, Maxie, you feel a number coming up, I bet you.
Ah, nuts.
Yeah, not bad, Mo, not bad. You ought to do a double for Bill Robinson.
Look at that fool. Like everybody else now. Where, Maxie, when are we going to do something bigger?
We got a match.
Got a number?
And look at that, the way he holds a cigarette. Hey, you think he had a reefer? Think he's a general or a king or something.
Why don't you give up and join the army, Maxie?
He tried once a month ago. They wouldn't take him because he got a scar on his leg.
Yeah? I'll wait till there's a war, then they'll be begging for you.
You think I would mind?
That's showing him. When are we going to do something?
It's all to start this war talk all over again. I'm sick of it. That's all you hear. War. What war? There ain't gonna be no war. There is, we'll go just like all them other monkeys. They got nothing to say about it, so why talk? There's a war, we'll go. War's war under any circumstances.
Hey, you got a mouthful of words, Mo. You ought to study for a lawyer.
Yeah, lawyers think too. My brother's one. You know, make enough to keep his pants up.
Take a sock at those two, Maxie. One good sock. Like taking a sock at the bunks in the heat. If you're finished for a bomb, you could wipe it out with one smash. Hit anything once. Go on, try it. Hit that bottle.
Call up the hospital. Maxie's gone nuts.
Yeah, not so nuts as you think. Hey,
you better pick up them pieces, Maxie. Here comes Nate.
Oh, hello, Nate.
Pick it up, Maxie. Pick it up.
Will I? Oh, yeah, sure, Nate. Sure.
This is a long way from making a high dive, Maxie. Picking up cheap pieces of glass. Maybe Nate's a lightweight. But he's running numbers now, and he's got small connections. Look at that face, Maxie. It's just right, like Cagney's. And he's got the right voice, low and secret-like. See, I wish we was like him.
Playing today, Mo?
Sure, if you give me a good number.
What's the matter with the one you've been playing, Mo?
I'm sick of that one.
You can never tell when it's coming in. Playing, Maxie?
Go ahead, Maxie. Don't be a little shot. Show him. We got 95 cents.
35 cents on 342.
Now, you used to dream numbers, Maxie.
You playing, Jerry?
Not though.
I'll take 397 on a combination.
But you were sick of playing, Mo.
Oh, me, nah. Hey, look, I'm actually 86. He wants to be alone.
We don't have to take that, Maxie, in front of Nick, too. Let him have it.
Boy, you better shut up, you punk.
Oh,
what's the matter, Maxie?
Yeah, his mama spanked him. Go on, sit down and relax, Maxie. Don't get so excited.
Yeah, he's feeling bad, mate. He wants a war for some excitement. He's just fed up, I guess.
Look at Nate, Maxie. He's laughing. But he knows we got nerves now. Don't smile back, Maxie. Only kids do that.
Who wants to shoot again?
Wait a minute, Maxie. The pool can wait. Come back here a second.
I wonder what's up, Maxie. Maybe we'll get a chance.
I got an idea for you, Maxie.
Numbers?
No.
What then?
Can't say until I know for sure you've got nerve.
Show me, you know your way around. Ask him what's in it for us.
What's in it for me?
Ah, come on now, kid. I know you're scared. It's nothing. I was just kidding.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Nate. I'm game.
Couple of hundred for a kid with nerve.
It's our chance.
I'm the guy.
Okay. You know where I live?
Yeah.
See you there in about 2 hours. Now, go shoot your pool.
Hey, you still want to shoot a game, Maxie?
Oh, sure. I got time to kill anyways. Set him up.
We feel swell, Maxie. Go ahead. Nate knows who I'm made of, even if these punks don't.
How much a pint?
Leave me alone, poison.
Penny a ball.
Boy, oh boy, down the river.
I got the long cue, Mo. I can't reach the good.
Okay. Hey, Steve, lights at number 7.
I can rack him up. Steve's doping the neck.
Well, rack him up then. We'll toss you for the break.
Count me in.
I racked him. My break.
We'll toss for it. None of that free stuff.
What's the matter, Maxie? Did Nate give you the
dough? Why, you little...
Don't tell him, Maxie. Don't tell him.
Where's your dough, Jerry? Put up or shut up.
I got it.
Why did you tell Nate you didn't have no dough and he asked you if you wanted to play the numbers?
Because you didn't give me no number today.
Kid stuff.
I certainly had a time with Maxie. Makes me laugh now. He pretty near told those kids all about it while they were playing pool. But the pool he played during those 2 hours was better than he knew how. I couldn't keep him from telling him about diving off the high board, but he felt ashamed because he told him. We sure were top form, though. Every time we had a chance, we told those guys what we thought of. Sometimes I wonder what Maxie'd have done if we could have heard his folks right then. His father was just sitting down to eat his supper.
Maxie's not home.
As usual, Jaime.
I spoke to the boss today.
So?
So nothing. He'll let me know.
Have some more fish, Papa.
I don't want he should turn out a bum.
And I do want.
He's a bum already.
So whose fault is it? Don't wake up and holler when he comes home like last night.
And why not? Who does he think he is, the little bum? If I was stronger, I'd beat him once and for all.
Sure, enough, that's all. Enough aggravation for today. Drink your coffee.
Don't try to quiet me.
Remember, Jaime, he's still a baby.
A baby, she says, a baby. A bum, you mean, a first-class bum, a bum, a lousy bum, and it's your fault.
Don't point your finger at me. Better point at yourself.
He's your son, too.
It's your fault, you weak woman, you. Your fault with all your pampering ways.
And yours, you brave man, to holler on his wife. Why don't you holler on your boss like you holler on me? He can do more for you than I can.
It's nothing to do with it.
So all right. So holler your brains out and be sick in the morning.
Oh, fool woman. What? Where? What? Where's such an idiotic life? Where's it taking us? Where's it taking our Maxie?
9:30 that night, me and Maxie stopped in front of a tenement house in the middle of a block. We went in, stood in the vestibule waiting for Nate.
Ready, kid?
Sure.
Take this. A present from me to you.
Is this a gun? Looks like a toy.
Be quiet and put it away. Come on now. We're going inside. You follow close.
I'm ready.
What?
Okay, okay.
Easy, easy. Don't make so much noise.
It's all right.
Put it away.
Is it all right in here?
It's okay. Yeah, it should be along now. It's after 9:30.
How are we going to work it?
This is where he's got to pass, like I told you.
How do you know he's got the dough on him?
One of the boys paid him off this afternoon.
Imagine that janitor hitting a number for $5. That's over $2,500 he's got.
Yeah? Well, he won't have it much longer. Come on. This door leads to the backyard. Now, we can see everything from here, but no one can see us.
He's a janitor for this house.
Yeah, I said that before. Here he comes. Quick, the gun, Maxie. Up with him.
Oh.
Up fast, my boy.
Oh, no, they'll never keep you here. Don't want notice.
Shut up. Get the dough, kid.
I've got it. I got it.
I'm so round. Give it to me.
Here.
Okay.
Shall I keep him covered?
Yeah. Turn around.
Yes, sir.
Like a sack of potatoes. It's easy, Maxie.
Now, take your time, Maxie. Walk slow. I'll walk ahead.
Okay.
Some business, Maxie. That gun made the difference between a big guy and a little one. Power. Power. But, Maxie, we got a gun, too. It's an iron, Maxie. Power enough to make a splash. Wait a minute. Don't put it back in our pocket yet. Nate's walking at the head with his back to us. And he's got the
$2,500
in his pocket.
No, no, no. 200's enough to
start with. Going in the shallow end again. He's a swell target, Maxie. All you have to do is press the trigger. How'd you like to buy a car? Have all the women you want. Spit a dozen mugs in the pool. Make them shut up. That money doesn't belong to Nate either. No chance of missing. He's only 6 feet away. Make a splash, Maxie. Everybody in the world had that shot. Turn him over on his back. There it is, the wallet. Hot money. Don't look at it now. Later. Nate said, walk. Walk. Do not run to the nearest. How is he? After we hit the money and a gun behind a wall, we felt land. After all, we plugged a pretty big gun. We went back to the pool room about 10:30. All the fellas were there, and we felt awful big until that fellow talks to his nose spoke up. Yeah, it would be him.
Somebody was looking for you, Maxie.
Who?
Somebody was looking for Nate's new pal.
Yeah, Maxie's a big shot now. He pals around with Nate.
I haven't seen Nate since you guys saw me with him here.
So what?
So nothing.
Take a big breath, Maxie. It'll make our heart stop pounding.
No joke, Maxie. Somebody was looking for you.
Stop kidding.
No kidding. Some guy that looked like a dick was asking questions about Nate.
So what's that got to do with me? You guys give me a pain.
Well, we told him to see you since you're a pal of his.
What else you tell him?
We told him you and Nate had a long talk in the bank this afternoon.
Yeah, better watch out for the cops, big shot.
Look, I'm kind of sleepy, boys. I think I'll beat it. You don't mind?
Not at all, not at all.
See, there's nothing different about this street. We walked down here this afternoon. It's no different, I tell you. We've never looked at it before, that's all. That's only a traffic cop. Hey, what are we running?
Hey, you, why don't you look where you're going?
We'll knock somebody down and attract a lot of attention. You see, folks, when Maxie started seeing things and not listening to me, things started to go on. But even then, we would have had a chance if those cops hadn't followed us. And when we got back to where we did the money over in the park, they stopped us. We had just started across the street, and we were just coming into the light of the nearest lamppost when they stepped up.
Hey, what's your hurry, youngster?
I'm not in a hurry.
Mind if we tag along?
Don't take
it. Hey, not so fast. Give me that gun. Frisk him, Charlie.
Oh. I got the money on him, too. Nerve of a little shrimp like him.
Some splash, some high dive, no gun, no size, no fist, no nothing. Power's gone, gone. We're through, Maxie. Maxie, where you going?
Hey, hold him tight, Charlie. The little shrimp's fainted.
Well, he can't carry him. Call a wagon.
Real tough guy.
Yeah, him and Dillinger. Where'd he get enough guts to pull him, plug a mug like Nate?
Hey, look at him. Asleep in his mammy's arms. Slap him too, Charlie.
Ah, oh, now, don't bother. He'll only pass out again. The wagon will be here in a couple of minutes.
If Maxie could only have seen the crowd that gathered. But from then on, I couldn't seem to get together with Maxie anymore. After he confessed, a reporter came to see us and asked us why we did it. What a chance to get in that old spotlight. Headlines, photographs all over the front page. I thought Max would at least tell him about making a splash, but all he did was to get sick of his stomach. Maxie and I saw a lot of movies in our time, and it all seemed just like a movie to Maxie. Like it wasn't happening to him at all. Even when we sat down in the electric chair and they started to snip our trousers, it still seemed like a movie, something Maxie dreamed. I got pretty small for about a minute. Then it was all over. Don't say I killed him. That'd be mean. After all, I'm just an orphan ego now. You've all got your own little egos to worry about. Now I'm just a voice. I'm Maxie's ego. That's all there is to Maxie now. Just an ego.
The Columbia Workshops presentation of Orphan Ego, adapted by Leslie Urbach from the short story Maxie Makes a Splash by Arnold Manoff, which first appeared in Story Magazine. The orchestra was directed by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. Tonight marks the last time the Columbia Workshop will be heard on Thursday evening. Beginning next week, January 9th, the workshop will move up to Monday nights from 10:30 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the first production to be presented on the new Monday night schedule will be a drama of present-day Spain entitled Forgot in the Rain, an original radio play written especially for the Columbia Workshop by William Merrick. Selections heard on this broadcast were Two American Sketches by Thomas Brazell, Manhattan Serenade by Louis Alder, Metropolis by Ferdy Groffet, and Rhythm of the Jute Mill by Bernard Herrmann. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.